Huh?
My hair was blown back, and the light of the moon blotted out for a moment. My heart leapt in panic as I spotted the golden dragon diving from the sky towards me, and I pressed my back against the wall of Ignis House, almost dropping my atlas in fright. I fought to keep my features as neutral as possible as Darius landed in front of me, the ground juddering beneath his weight. He swiveled his reptilian head so that one huge golden eye could survey me. I swallowed thickly, looking over his enormous body in awe. He towered above me, forcing me to tilt my head right back to look up at him. I couldn't help but appreciate the beauty of this beast, the way the moonlight glimmered on his scales and his eyes flashed with untamed power. He spat something from his mouth, and I glanced at the wad of material, just as his body retreated back into his fey form.
Oh, for the love of crap.
Darius Aycrux stood before me, butt naked, again.
You could have landed anywhere you liked. Why did you choose to flash your goods at me?
Darius smirked at me as he prowled forward, apparently not the least bit embarrassed by his body being on show. Not that he should have been. He had sculpted muscles and shoulders that just screamed, "Touch me." His skin was tanned and kissed by his tattoos, and just looking at him had heat rising across my body.
Bad Tori, don't look at the jackass like that. He might look good enough to eat, but he'd sure as shit give you indigestion.
Why are you hanging around out here?
He stooped to gather the clothes he'd dropped and stepped into his pants while keeping his gaze fixed on me.
Well, I was enjoying my time away from assholes, but we can officially count that as being over.
Darius shrugged his t-shirt on, covering up that beautiful body and allowing me the clarity of mind to look away from him.
It kind of looks like you were reading about me.
He pointed at my atlas, which was hanging loose in my hand. I glanced at the screen and spotted a picture of him, which had been posted by the girls organizing his party. It looked like a pose shot for a photo shoot, and he was gazing wistfully off of a bridge without a shirt on.
Oh yeah, you caught me. Secret fangirl right here. I just love to stand about staring at photos of you, dreaming about your oh-so-dreamy body, and imagining what it would be like if you had a halfway decent personality.
Darius actually quirked a smile in response to that remark, and my bottom jaw practically hit my sneakers. Or at least it would have if I hadn't perfected the art of resting bitch face and stuck it into place with super glue at the start of this interaction. He glanced up at the sky and held a hand out like he was checking for rain.
Well, don't hang around out here too long, Roxy. We wouldn't want you to come close to drowning again.